Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. What is aliveness? Get your zhuzh on with me. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to dive into what is aliveness. It is one of the foundational things that I want to just amplify in the world. It goes back to my roots with natural health and living and wellness. It is one of those things where people, I mean, we're talking pre-COVID lockdown, we're coming into my sphere being like, man, I want to be like that. I want to be living and feeling so lit up. And that became even more of my mission. You know, I feel like wellness has been my mission for a long time, and tied into that wellness is the ability to tune into oneself. Those have always kind of been foundational pieces for me. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger into really being about aliveness, vitality, connection to the self, heart, beauty, love, connection to others. And those other things, like connection and relationship, can really thrive and be so much bigger when you are connected with your aliveness and when you feel that aliveness throughout your entire being. And it does, it ripples into the rest of your life. So what does that mean to you? If you think about living a life where you have aliveness, where you feel fully alive, you are living in a way where you are lit up. I mean, those words alone can give that felt sense. So what does that feel like for you? I really want you to take a moment with this and feel, take a breath. And feel into the vibration, the word, the sensation of being fully alive. How does that feel? What does it evoke in you? And this is something, you know, go ahead and do this on your own, even after this, or pause this for a minute and spend time with it. You can even journal a bit and write down, like, what is my definition of being fully alive? What does that mean to me? What does it look like? When you look at all the areas of your life, what does it look like when you are living fully alive? Now, after, you know, kind of laying that out for you and inviting you to pause, and I want you to do the inquiry on your own, I am going to go on from my lens. I don't love having my lens completely influence yours, because I want you to feel this in your own sovereign way and experience it for you in your unique way. And I want to be able to share from my perception and my experience. So when I think about and feel on aliveness, there's energy there. You know, it's the capacity to handle life. It's the capacity to do the things. I know I have energy there. And that doesn't mean go, go, go. I have to go all the time. It means it's there. It's pulsing within me. I can just be chill, right? I can be chill, feeling life in my body, feeling my cells feeling healthy and vibrant, feeling my cells able to regenerate. And then there's that sense of zhuzhiness that I'm always talking about, which, yes, can be a turn on type of a feeling. And it really is just that. It's vitality. And it makes me think, of course, of Kundalini energy being our life force energy, vitality, life force, sexuality, sensuality, creativity. And all of that is having energy and it's moving for me. So even when I'm still and just breathing, just even in the breath, it feels alive. It's kind of like even thinking about plants and how certain plants will look so vibrant and like that you can just tell it's a living, breathing thing, you know, and it's a plant. Where others, you know, their vitality, it's a little bit diminished. It makes me think about food. And when I eat certain foods and I can feel the vibrancy of that food and like the nutrients and or a supplement even where there's different things where it's like I can feel that energy, that vitality of it existing in it. It has like this strong vibration. That's what it feels like to me. And it opens doors. It makes it so that life can be a little bit easier. It's not going to eliminate the challenges of life because there's no taking that away. I mean, honestly, that makes it kind of boring. And we want the full spectrum for us to feel ultimate pleasure if we feel ultimate pain. And so to have aliveness, we also need to know what illness is like and, you know, just all of the opposite spectrums. And so, you know, being able to like feel like I have that capacity to handle the obstacles though. So here they can be here and I have this energy that can allow me to handle them. And I have this connection to myself because I can feel it. I can feel it coursing through me. All right, let's see. I'm just rubbing on my own little heart space for a minute as I vibe on this. Yes. So that is like the foundation of it. Could I go deeper? Probably. And I want to keep this somewhat simplified for everyone. It's something where I recently had an encounter with a stranger and they were kind of talking to me, they were telling me some really interesting things about their life because people tend to love to do that with me, which is cool because I love it. And in that, I was saying, oh, yeah, it's cool, you know, and some of this other work that I do, like, it's kind of tied into some of this. And they're like, you know, so what do you do? And I'm kind of telling them, and they're like, huh? And so I'm breaking it down. I'm like, you know, it's like just really tuning into, like, your aliveness. And even that was a bit lost. And so I felt it was really important for all of you to take this time to like feel on that. Like, what does that feel like? And how does that impact my daily life? And how could that impact my relationships? And if you think about having that aliveness, that vitality, you now have energy for other things. And so it's also the invitation to do the things that are going to bring you more of that aliveness. So that's that next step. What will help me tune into myself and what will help me tune into myself and know what will bring me more of that? Sometimes it's really just rest. And honestly, when I think about how many people are adrenally fatigued and living in this world and like this haze, rest and being able to take time to just be, to then rejuvenate, is often like a first step that can be really hard if you've been in a place of not giving yourself that. So you can let me know if you've got any other questions, reach out to me. I love being accessible and I love being able to answer and respond to everything. I also would love if you even just want to share with me what your definitions are, what you felt, what does open up or change in your life. And when you're in that felt state of feeling it, what does your life look like? Awesome. All right. So much love to you. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.